In the first issue of the journal which the Verein für Wissenschaft published, appearing in 1822, another member of this group, Immanuel Wolff, offered his own programmatic essay about the purpose of this organization and its cultural aspirations. What I'd like to do now is to talk about this essay, which in itself is a wonderful example of both the dreams and aspirations and also the unbelievable limitations of this group in trying to assess Jewish reality and trying to somehow understand the present in relationship to the past. Wolff was clearly interested in providing a program of research. This was, in fact, the first issue of the journal. And here Judaism was to be more than just a religion. In this sense, he had an expansive view of what Jewish culture was to be. It meant literature, it meant history, it meant liturgy, it meant philosophy, it meant essentially the material culture of Jews. All of these things would be under the purview of this new organization of Jewish scholars. Out of this would come a program of historical research. And from this research, when all the pieces were put together, when all the data were collected, when all of the research was understood and was made coherent, one piece with another, what would emerge ultimately is the essence of Judaism. What is the essence of Judaism? We can't determine it by pronouncing it. We need to somehow put all of these pieces together. In other words, notice already, history is not an end in itself. But for the perspective of where this man is coming from, history is a means of leading us to the essence, leading us to the philosophy of Judaism, leading us to the theology of Judaism. Ultimately, historical research would ultimately allow us to essentialize what is Judaism and what is its intellectual contribution to humankind as a whole. The organization's activity, he therefore believed, would serve ultimately then in its practical goal of reintegrating Jews into the course of history. And thus, by reintegrating their past, they would also reintegrate them into the present. In other words, there was also a political and social message. Scholarship was not scholarship for its own sake. It was to reveal the essential Judaism, which would be progressive, up to date, fashionable, fit into the culture at large, which in turn would make the bearers of this civilization and this legacy recognizable, appreciated by the larger society and its culture. And ultimately, intellectual integration would lead to social and political integration. Now, this may sound rather naive, and I'm going to suggest that indeed it is. But nevertheless, intellectuals who think in terms of the world of ideas are somehow infatuated with ideas. They think what they are doing is the most important thing in the world. And maybe to them they are right, but of course there is a real world out there. Maybe this is a good point of illustrating this point. I hardly have a chance in the course of these lectures to tell personal stories, but this story is relevant and really makes the point, I think, very well. In 1975, forgive me for introducing it at this point, I published my first article. And I got back the article, it was sent to me, the journal, and I opened it up, got it in the mail, touched it, caressed it. Wow, look at my name, David Rudiman in print. I was so excited, I was really thrilled. And all of a sudden, my wife screamed to me and she said, "You got to go to the store, we forgot something." So all of a sudden, I was interrupted by the fact, while I was enjoying the notion that I was a published author, that I had to go to the store. So I walked to the store, and there I began to look at the people passing me, and I said to myself, they're not paying me attention. Don't they know I just published this very important article? Of course, it soon came upon me that perhaps five people in the world noticed this article, and that my life in no respect had been changed, and that people really don't bother reading academic journals or articles in the first place. And this has very little to do with the reality, the rhythm of real life. That point, I think, illustrates the naivete